workplace treat your Christian faith differently? Stay tuned.
Legal perspectives on the tough issues Christians in secular workplaces today are facing. This is the Legal Alert with attorney David Gibbs Jr. of the Christian Law Association.
Kathy was a long-time and faithful employer at her workplace, but COVID had created an entirely new set of rules. Her workplace had implemented strict safety standards, which on the face of them was fine, but she noted something that she thought might be problematic. The standards deliberately stated that any church service over a certain number of people could not be attended, and it was a number way, way smaller that applied to grocery stores, and all of a sudden, could she go to church? Kathy called our attorneys. Our attorneys explained that her workplace could not discriminate against her because of her faith, and she had every right to push back and ask about this problematic rule. If they refused to correct it and punished her, she would be able to file a religious discrimination claim with the EEOC, that's the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Businesses cannot discriminate against the faith. It's protected by the First Amendment in America.
The Legal Alert with attorney David Gibbs Jr. is a presentation of this station and the Christian Law Association.
And now, 8.5 minutes past 12 noon here on our Thursday. Trust and pray you're having a good day thus far. And if you've got a few minutes, hang around and enjoy lunchtime and Swap Shop with myself and Grace Buckner. And today, we're going to do something special. We'll air as much as we can, at least the first part of a special tribute to Dad by comedian Dennis Swanberg. And we have aired that in the past, and folks really seem to enjoy that. We haven't aired it in a while. So again, we'll have as much as we can fit in, and then we'll finish it up tomorrow. If you have an item for us, feel free to give us a call, 828-884-9427, or you can shoot us an email. That address is wgcr@icloud.com. And if it's not time sensitive and you'd like to include photos, you're welcome to visit our website, wgcr.net. Here's the Henderson family with Who Jesus Is.
This lonely road. This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Here in these walls, here in these rows, there are those who regret the roads they once chose. But more than the sorrow, more than their pain, there is joy for the way that through Christ they've been changed.
Jim Brady is the writer of this song. When he was with the Booth Brothers recording a new CD, the very talented Larry Goss said they needed one more song. He felt it should be written by Jim. It would needed to be an up-tempo song and a ballad. And with that daunting task in front of him, Jim remembered a video clip his sister sent him of a cardboard testimony meeting they had at church. The woman would put up a side of a cardboard and it would read, alcoholic, turn it over, set free. One would hold up, marriage over, turned over, marriage saved. And on it went. From that he reflected on God's grace to his people as they testify in the house of the Lord. The thought, here in these rows and between these walls, I see grace.
In so many ways in the story that's mine, I see grace. Grace.
I see grace.
It is alive on every face of the faithful who gather each week in this place. I see
the faithful.
Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, we welcome you to a Thursday's edition of Swap Shop on the 17th day of June. I'm Christy Johnson.
And I'm Grace Buckner.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Just fine. A beautiful day underway here in the Carolinas. And it's going to be in the low 80s today?
Yes.
Can't complain about that, or we shouldn't.
No. This is perfect weather for me.
You're a happy camper here?
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow a little warmer. Mm-hmm. And there is a system that's forming off the Gulf, and that's going to influence our next weather maker.
Yes.
And we're looking for showers to roll through the Carolinas sometime. The exact time frame is not nailed down, but in the proximity of late Saturday afternoon to sometime on Sunday morning.
Yes.
And then the rain is going to stay with us for a couple of days. And let me see if the National Weather Service, they're not giving me anything. Usually, here we go. Usually we get something. Yeah, tropical moisture with associated circulation is expected to pass west and east of our area late weekend. They say that confidence is low on specifics, but many areas will likely be at a risk of locally heavy rainfall Sunday and Monday.
Yes.
So the circulation means that in some of the areas where especially even the upstate, mm-hmm. where you see more of the lower end tornadoes and things like that, or the gusty winds, straight line winds, there is a possibility that some of the storms could be packing a pretty good punch.
Yes.
But it's still, as they said, confidence is low mm-hmm. at this time. So they just put that out there saying it's a possibility. We'll watch it. By tomorrow at this time, we should have a better idea of when the rain and the storms are coming and what areas will be most effective.
Yes.
And our extended forecast is not only just Saturday night into Sunday, but we have got a very good chance of rain, like 60 to 70% chance of rain Monday and into Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look to move out to what, sometime Wednesday?
I believe like Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I know that it's a mixed bag. We enjoy the sunshine, and the dry ground lets us get some mowing done and some things done outside.
Yes.
But the rain, it's going to come. Did you see where we had like the driest May on record?
Really?
And that surprised me. And somebody told me that, and I haven't seen it in print,
mm-hmm.
but they said they had heard that we had one of the, if not the driest May, one of the driest Mays. I thought we had a lot of rain.
Me too. Well, I think maybe we thought that it had a lot of rain because it rained like for a week and a half straight. We didn't see any sunshine for that week and a half, but I don't, and it was so.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Well, traffic-wise this afternoon, we've got a couple of problem areas, and they're not new areas, but they are problem areas. We have Malfunction Junction from 40 eastbound coming in where it merges with 26. That is construction-related delays, and it's backed up on 40 all the way to the West Asheville exit, which is exit 44. So you're going to see brake lights there if you're able to even get on 40 westbound mm-hmm. from exit 44. And you're going to remain slow past the outlet exits. But that is construction related. And then the backup on 240, it's not that far right now, but we anticipate it will grow as lunch hour
yes.
proceeds. Mm-hmm. Then our other problem area is I-26. I'm showing slowdowns on my map both east and westbound, but it is an eastbound construction zone right around the airport, between the airport and Long Shoals Road. And then there is a construction zone just past the Asheville Airport exit as well. So that is hitting both east and westbound travelers around the airport. So that's a problem area. And then construction-related slowdowns, I-26 westbound. And this is going to back you up past the Hendersonville exit and going to take you all the way, to the weigh station.
Mm-hmm.
And it will pick up once you get past the way station, but you're not going to travel far before you hit it again there at the airport. So it's stop and go today. I wish I had better news for you, but I think that's the report that we're going to be giving a lot.
Yes.
With the work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last night, I-26 westbound was closed at exit 44 to exit 37.
Oh, wow.
And it was closed from like 8 o'clock last night till this morning. Tonight, I-26 eastbound is going to be closed from Long Shoals Road to US 25, which is going to be exit 37 to exit 44. And they will take you along Long Shoals Road to Hendersonville Road as your detour.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is, they're trying to fix things that can only be fixed with the widening of the road when there's nobody on the road.
Right.
That's why the long prolonged closure.
Yes.
As far as the number of miles. And they say it's subject, weather dependent, but it looks like it's going to be good weather tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is they're placing beams for the new bridge on Butler Bridge Road.
Okay.
And they're having to work on the median barrier wall. And that's one of those things where we said,
yes,
you can't really do this unless mm-hmm. there's no traffic.
Yes.
You can't do it safely. Apologize for the inconvenience. So around 8 o'clock tonight, If you're traveling eastbound I-26, you're going to be detoured off Long Shoals Road and taken out to Hendersonville Road. You'll hang a left, and you'll go out to their determined location and jump back on.
Yes.
And in my mind, I'm trying to think where that would be, and I couldn't tell you right now. Because once you get on Long Shoals, you're pretty much off 26.
Yeah, you have to go to 25.
Yeah, and then you would take that. I don't know where they're going to dump you back into 26.
Yeah.
So plan for some extra time if you're traveling after 8 tonight, or if you're traveling really early in the morning. Again, that's going to be eastbound.
Yeah.
Also, another thing, and I'm watching our time because we've got part of Dennis Swanberg's tribute to his dad, and it's 43 minutes total, well, about 44, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play as much as we can today, but there's a couple of things I wanted to mention. One was traffic and weather, and the other was please pray for the search for a 5-year-old little girl missing in Tennessee.
Yes.
Out of Hawkins County. Now, I'm not necessarily very versed on where Hawkins County is, but this little girl, from what I understand, was playing in the front yard and went missing. And so there's all different agencies out and about. An Amber Alert has been issued for her, and she was missing since about, I guess, 6:30 Tuesday evening.
Heartbreaking.
So, yeah, it really is. And so please pray. Her name is Summer. She has blonde hair, blue eyes, about 3 feet tall, weighs about 40 pounds, was last seen wearing gray pants, a pink shirt, and was possibly barefoot. They really don't have any.
Yes.
They have no leads right now. They ask anybody in the area, if you saw anything, please call them, check around your house. If you're traveling in the area, watch out for anything that looks, you know, out of order, odd. Follow your instincts. If you got a gut feeling,
yes,
it's not going to hurt. I'd rather say something.
Me too.
Than not.
Yes.
And so you can contact the Hawkins County Sheriff's Office. And, of course, if you're out of the area, just call 911 and they'll direct you to the right location. Also, a prayer request. Would you please remember Miss Hannah McKinney? Today's her birthday.
It is.
She turns 15 today.
Yes.
And she's the sweet little girl that we've been asking folks to pray for all along, past several months. Went to Boston for an extensive surgery. I think that had only been 12 of these types of surgeries ever done. And Hannah's was the most extensive of all the 12 that had ever been performed. And she spent so long there in Boston, then came a little closer to home for rehab. And went through what a fighter. But you talk about an infectious smile.
Yes.
This young lady will brighten up any room. And I've just fallen in love with her. I've never met her, but I know her grandma. And I have followed this journey through social media posts and things. And so would you please pray for her? She was taken back to the emergency room. Was it 2 days ago, I believe? Pastor Barton was talking about it on prayer time and gave the details. Her oxygen was very, very low. It was really, with the numbers they were given, it was just a miracle she was even still alive. But they're now trying to evaluate what to do, exactly what's the cause and what the options are. So that's what I'm at liberty to say. And I really don't know much more than that. But please remember Miss Hannah McKinney, again 15 today, but she's at this point, as far as I know, still in a medically induced coma, trying to just stabilize her the best that they can. Pray for her and pray for her family.
Yes.
If you would. She's a fighter, and she is an inspiration to anybody who's ever met her or who follows her journey.
Yes.
Let's see. Miss Karen said that where I was talking about, was it Hawkins County in Tennessee where the little girl is missing?
Yes.
Let me get my page right. I don't want to misquote that. That's over in the Rogersville, Tennessee area.
Okay.
That's Rogersville. That's where Brother Barry Rackley, I think, has a church. Mm-hmm. So, please be praying again for that situation. Pray for Hannah as well. Well, tell you what, we got our Father's Day line up and running.
We do.
Please call and be a part of it. Got a great prize package, a brand new Schofield study Bible, a $100 Visa gift card, $100 to Spud and Deb's. And if you're not local, we'll shop for you.
Yes.
Me or Grace or both of us will go and pick out something great.
Yes.
That you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I've got one of our new, we had one t-shirt left.
Wonderful.
From Share-a-thon.
Perfect.
From our Jesus is My Hope 2020. Was it 2020? Yeah.
Wait, 2021.
There you go. I was thinking 2020 wasn't right because you're wearing the 2020
yes,
shirt.
Sorry.
So that's
yes.
Okay. No, it's our 2021 Share-a-thon shirt. We had one left. And so we included that shirt. It's got a few other things. There's a Marksman CD, a Raven Creek, Middle Cross, and the AG family, all of those
Wonderful.
Music CDs in there. We're going to mail it to you. To get Dad registered, you can leave a recorded greeting at 828-884-3300, or you can go online and register at WGCR.net. Registration remains open through tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
But tomorrow, we will take the line down about what time?
11.
Okay, 11. You have between now and 11 mm-hmm. if you want to get your greeting on during Swap Shop tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we'll have to stop taking greetings, period, at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes.
To allow us to get everything assembled mm-hmm. and get everything ready to draw our winner. And Pastor Barton will announce our winner tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's jump into Swap Shop items if you'd like, Miss Grace. 828-884-9427.
All right. So we have 50 7-foot fence posts, and they're asking $3.50 for each post. And for that number is 828-595-2588. 595-2588.
12 gauge shotgun shells. They also have a Heath amplifier, and they have several wheel covers for different models of Fords. 255-9033, 255-9033.
Etowah Baptist Church on Brevard Road is having a yard sale June 25th and the 26th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and all proceeds will go towards the Tuesday senior program of the church. So take advantage of that.
Here we have some folks in the Brevard area. I'm assuming they're in Brevard that are looking for another family in the Brevard area that has a fenced-in yard. That is a prerequisite because they are looking for a new home for a miniature male Dapple Dachshund. And I had a miniature Dachshund growing up.
Mm-hmm.
That was my dog.
Oh, yeah, they're so cute.
Her name was Poochie.
Oh.
Where do we come up with these names? I don't know, but I named her.
That's okay.
Yeah, and she was a great little dog.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you do have to have a fenced-in backyard or fenced-in yard. For more information, give them a call at 577-7544, 577-7544.
We have an Invacare power chair and with captain's seats and all available options. It was only used for 2 weeks, and the original cost was $20,000, but they're asking for $5,000, and that number is 828-421-5782, 421-5782.
I think that's our items for today, and we told you 26 is not pleasant, really, any way you turn it, unless you're in the upstate, and I now even see a slowdown there. That's well, it's off of 26. It's on 25 now, and it is affecting the area between, say, Zirconia and Tuxedo. It's construction related, and it's affecting northbound traffic
yes.
on US 25. I know you have to work on things to make them better, but you kind of have to get to the point of saying we live in a perpetual zone.
We do.
A construction zone
mm-hmm.
that never ends.
Never ends.
But hey, aren't we the same way? The Lord's still working on us.
Yes.
So we'll cut him a break.
Yes.
But it will be nice. I have to say, it'll be nice when it's all said and done.
Yes.
If it ever gets to that point. I don't know. Birthdays for this Thursday, a special wish going out to Transylvania County Clerk of Court, Mrs. Christy Brown.
Well, happy birthday.
God bless you, Christy. I hope it's a good day for you. Also, Jenna Sue Holden has a birthday today.
Happy birthday.
And as I mentioned a moment ago, sweet Miss Hannah McKinney is 15 today.
Yes, happy birthday to her.
And then Brother Preston Mintz having a birthday.
Well, happy birthday to you, sir.
God bless you. And then anniversary wishes today going out to Dennis and Joyce Schaefer.
Happy anniversary.
Mike and Debbie Cornett.
Happy anniversary to you.
And Pastor Philip and Mrs. Sasha Youngblood.
Well, wonderful. Happy anniversary to them.
From over at Hooper's Creek.
Yes.
And for some reason, I think that a good number of folks from Hooper's Creek, I believe I saw Brother Youngblood out there in Alaska, took a trip up helping with Brother Gary Locklear. They're helping with the youth camp up there.
Yes.
It's not in Kiana, I don't think, but it's
somewhere
associated, Brother and Sister Youngblood. And we got several folks from around here that are up that way. Please be praying for that time.
Yes.
They've got Bible camp and an impact. I'm telling you, they have an opportunity to impact, and they are. They're doing some Facebook Lives, and it's been full.
Wonderful.
I mean, there's been crowds of kids, so that is encouraging. Please pray for that. And then remind me that in the next few days, we want to talk about Operation Navajo.
Yes.
Got an opportunity for folks to check your closet, and if you're doing some cleaning, check your closet for shoes.
Yep.
And I'll tell you more about how those can go to some feet that really need them.
Wonderful.
Make a difference.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll tell you about that. Also, the meeting at Kathy's Creek ended. I think they closed out last night.
They did.
We had some folks call and then someone text as well, rejoicing at the number of folks that were saved there, several folks. And so to God be the glory for that.
Yes.
Well, Grace, in honor of Father's Day coming up on Sunday, didn't really have a time where we could play the entire 45-minute or 44-minute program from Brother Dennis Swanberg, but he recorded this years ago and it aired on Focus on the Family. But he does a tribute to his dad, and so today we'll bring you part one.
Wonderful.
Of Dennis Swanberg's tribute to Dad.
I love my daddy, Floyd Leon. Some of y'all heard about Floyd Leon and Pauline Bernadine. I'm not making those names up. Floyd Leon and Pauline Bernadine. My grandpa's name was Eloff. We had a grandma Agda. We had an aunt Signe. We had an uncle Turi. We had an uncle Ungve. Ungve. I thank God for Dennis every day of my life. Amen. But I love my daddy, Floyd Leon. He's a man's man, 6'2", 220 in his prime, Floyd Leon. Raised a sharecropper, as a sharecropper. I mean, he was a working man all of his life. I'm going to tell you, my dad, he knows how to work. My daddy, he's the kind of man that would do moving and hauling. He was a printer for 45 years, and he would do that till 4:30. Then we'd go do moving and hauling. Then we'd go cut grass, amen. And we would even sell fertilizer, amen, from our farm. We'd sack it up and go to the rich part of town with sacks of fertilizer from contented cows. Amen. That means a lot. You don't want anything from an uncontented animal, I'll tell you that. It can set you free. But anyhow, we'd go to the wealthy part of town. I'd bring those sacks up to these little ladies' house. I'd knock on the door. I was a little boy. Daddy'd have it out there in the truck. And she'd say, yes, what can I do for you? And I said, ma'am, would you like to have some fertilizer for your azaleas from some contented cows? She'd say, well, it's $1 a sack. A little bit goes a long way. Well, I'll take some. I'd tell my daddy, she wants two sacks. He'd bring two sacks up, take it back to the back of the house, set it back there by the garage or the servants' quarters. You know what I'm talking about. And then I'd get her name. What's your name? My name is Miss Johnson. Thank you, Miss Johnson. Then I'd make my way over to the next house and knock on that door, and she'd say, yes, what can I do for you, little boy? I said, Miss Johnson bought two sacks of fertilizer from contented cows from our farm. Would you like some? A little bit goes a long way on the azaleas. Well, she got two sacks. I'll get three. We had that whole truckload sold by noon and had that extra cash. We were working people. We weren't white collar. We weren't blue collar. We were more ring around the collar. Amen. And my daddy, he's a great man. I love my dad. He's been my hero all my life. He was in the 36th Infantry Division, T-Patch of Texas, 21 years. Amen. He's a man's man. My dad's a deacon. He's a deacon. And he down there at Hyde Park Baptist Church in Austin, Texas. And when they do those deacon ordination services, it's pretty awesome. They all line up, all the ordained men, and they come up here and they have the contestants up here sitting down in a chair. Candidates. Not contestants. I'm sorry. And, you know, there'd be about five of them up there. And now they let them sit in chairs because most of the time their knees are bad and everything. And their wives will stand behind them, which is a nice touch. And they'd line up, my dad and all them, and they'd come up and they'd do the laying on of hands. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's called the laying on of hands. And they just acknowledging what God has already set these men apart. And they'd have to lay hands on them, and they'd pray over them, say a little something over them. And my dad, he's so cute when he does it. My dad's hard of hearing. Floyd Leon worked with them John Deere tractors forever. And them old pop-a-lop-a-pop-a-pop-a-pop-a, I forget what it was called, but it loud. He's been around loud machinery, printing presses, and so he's loud, and he thinks he's whispering, but he's loud. And he doesn't know it. So like when he comes up to pray over someone, we all hear what he says. But he's good. He says the same thing for each one of them. It's really pretty precious. And when he's waiting his turn, he's had both knees replaced. And sometimes that one leg just sort of goes on out there. It's sort of like, he looks like a 77-year-old Elvis. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And sometimes he'll look at the crowd, and, you know, when they get up there, they've never been on stage in front of all the people. And when he gets up here, he goes, "Good night." And sees someone knows, "How are you doing?" Sees mom out there, she's going, "Hi, Daddy.
Hi, baby."
Gets distracted and realizes he needs to move up. And then when he lays his hands on, that one leg won't cooperate, so he has to sort of let it lean out. And he puts his hand on him and he says the same thing. He says, "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all those of them. Bless his holy name. You're a good boy." Gets to the next one. "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all those in me. Bless his holy name. You're a good boy. Bless the Lord." And we're out here going, "Daddy, daddy, daddy." But everybody loves my daddy. He's been there forever. "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all those in me. Bless his holy name. You're a good boy. You're a good boy." Finally came to the last one. Are you ready? "Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all those within me. Bless his holy name. You're a good boy. You still got that truck for sale?" Oh, I shared that one time at a church, and the guy said, "Well, did he get the truck?" I said, "No, man, he opened his mouth too soon." The other guy beat him to it. I love my daddy. He's a deacon, and he's a good deacon. My dad, not only is he a deacon, he's an usher. He's an usher at Hyde Park Baptist Church. I'm telling you, it was about a year or two ago. My older sister and little sister can verify this. My mama can too. They called me on the phone. I go, "Hello.
Hey, what's going on?"
"Oh, good, Daddy. Y'all doing all right?"
"We're doing all right."
And then mama, she can, "Daddy, tell him. Tell him, Daddy."
"Now, Pauline, I ain't bragging. Good night."
"Daddy, I'm proud of you. And tell the Dennis he wants to know. Tell him."
"Oh, I'm not. Good night. I didn't call to tell him that, Pauline."
"Daddy, tell him. Now tell him."
"Daddy, what is it?"
"Well, good night."
"Daddy, tell me. What is it, Daddy?"
"Well, I've always ushered that south aisle. And this last Sunday, they gave me the center aisle."
I said, "Well, that's great." Mama said, "He looks so good coming down that aisle. I think it's a reward for years of service." My dad said, "I don't care where I usher. I mean, I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve." I said, "Well, Dad, that's great. Well, I mean, good night."
Mama said, "I'm so proud. When he came down, I just looked at him and I just smiled and everything. I'm so proud of your daddy. He's got the center aisle."
Oh, my dad, I love him. You know, my dad's in charge of the tea on Wednesday night supper. Wednesday night supper, in charge of the tea. And I love talking to him about that. I said, "Dad, how's everything going with the tea?"
"Well, it's going pretty good. We've had some problems."
I said, "Whoa. It ain't going to split the church, is it?"
"I hope not, but you know how it can be a divisive kind of thing."
"Well, what is the problem, Daddy?"
Well, a lot of people are taking two glasses. And after two-thirds of the people come through, we run out of glasses and have to use styrofoam cups. And there, a lot of people don't like it, and I don't like it either. Good night. And it's a problem. I told our education man about it, but he hadn't done a thing about it. Good night. I went, oh, Dad, that's really something. I'm putting that on the prayer list at my church. Well, just pray that it'll be resolved. I said, Daddy, why don't you take your money and go buy some glasses and donate it to the church? I ain't going around a committee. Oh. It's sort of cute. This last year, I said, Dad, how's the tea going? Well, we've got some new glasses. They're bigger. I said, that's great. Only problem is, used to, I could get 24 glasses on a tray. And now I can only get 17. The lemonade man is having the same problem.
My dad had a serious side to him, too. You know, just so far, I mean, he was for me, provided everything I needed. But for instance, like when we'd go out to eat at a cafeteria and go through that cafeteria line, that was huge to go out to a cafeteria to eat, young people. You hear me? To go out and eat at a cafeteria was big. That was huge. And I remember I was so hungry as a teenager, I said, Daddy, can I have two meats? He said, you got 75 cents? I had to pay for my extra meat. I had to pay for it. He said, load up on bread, son. Load up on bread. I mean, we were the only people that went through there. We had a meat, we had a few green beans, and just a big old plate of rolls for 3 cents each. Load up on bread. Load up on bread, man. I did. That's where I developed a love for carbohydrates. I love carbohydrates. Amen. I'll tell you something else that gets me excited. How many of y'all have a George Foreman grill? Raise your hand, anybody. Is that awesome? A George Foreman grill. I mean, you put your two hamburger patties in there. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to me. You put your hamburger patties in there. And then all the grease goes down into a tray. Every bit of that grease goes down into a tray. Catches every drop of grease. Then you take your bread and daub it in there. I love it. I love it. It's the greatest invention I've ever come across in all my life. You don't lose one drop of it. Not one drop. Now, some of you wealthy people that go to a country club, you're wondering what I'm talking about. I'll tell you, know what that is in the tray? Au jus. Au jus. You know, when you get to that prime rib and they say, would you like some au jus on there? That's the stuff that George Foreman saves for you. I love it. I love carbohydrates. And I got to tell you something. Sort of got me sad the other day. I don't know if y'all heard about it, but I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to have several people help me. Billy Graham's going to help me on this one. Jimmy Stewart, John Wayne, Ronald Reagan, Barney Fife. Billy's going to... Go ahead, Billy.
Thank you. It is with saddest heart that I must pass on the following news. I want you to listen to me. It grieves us to share this. Swanee has been down about this for a long time. Please join me in remembering a great icon of the entertainment community. The Pillsbury Doughboy died yesterday of a yeast infection. And he had complications from repeated pokes in the belly. He was 71.
Well, y'all, now, thank you there, Billy. The doughboy was buried in a lightly greased coffin. Dozens of celebrities turned out to pay their respects, including Mrs. Butterworth, Hungry Jack, The California Raisins, Betty Crocker, the hostess Twinkies, and Captain Crunch. The grave site was piled high with flowers
F-L-O-U-R-S, flowers. And Jemima delivered the eulogy and lovingly described Doughboy as a man who never knew how much he was needed. Do you cook a lot, honey? You know, it's dough, you need it, you need it.
Oh, great, okay.
I know her husband right now is going, speak to her, speak to her, please speak to her. My prayers are being answered, my prayers are being answered. Doughboy rose quickly and he rose quickly. Dough rose quickly in show business, but in later life was filled with turnovers.
Ronald Reagan here. He was not considered a very smart cookie, wasting much of his dough on half-baked schemes. Despite being a little flaky at times, he still, as a crusty old man, was considered a role model for millions. Doughboy is survived by his wife, Play-Doh. Two children, John Doe and Jane Doe. Plus, they had one in the oven. Did you get that, honey? Okay. And he is also survived by his elderly father, Pop-Tart. The funeral was held at 3:50 for about 20 minutes.
Oh, what a tribute, amen, what a tribute. And some of you young people, you're wondering, what? I don't get it, the Play-Doh bar. You know, we're talking, you know, cans that have dough in it, or, you know, your mama goes, whoppa, 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 and dough pooches out. Okay, watch the History Channel, young people. You'll know what I'm talking about. They're going, I don't know who this dude is. Woo, 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 just going right over the head. But anyhow, where was I? I was going somewhere. Do you remember where I was? When you're ADD people, sometimes you're like a channel changer. Just keep punching it, and you'll come back to where you were. Amen? Those were the days my daddy and I, we'd watch television like that together, sports and everything. My dad's always been the encourager. He's always been that type that just builds me up. My daddy, oh, I remember when I was in college and everything, my mother would say, now, call your daddy. Call your daddy. I said, well, Mama, when I call him, it ain't much conversation. Well, it means a lot to your daddy to call your daddy. Call your daddy. And I remember how I'd call him, and he'd say, hello, Daddy, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm all right. And, you know, my dad's the type, I'll say, Dad, I love you. You know, I'm bold to say it. Dad, I love you. But he's not of that generation. And when I'd say that, he would go,
well, we never had to bail you out of jail.
Well, Daddy, I love you. You've meant so much to me all my life. I love you, what you've done for me, how you provided for me. And Dad, I don't know how to say it, but just, I love you. And he went,
have you changed your all lately?
But I remember one time when I was at Baylor University, I called home and I said, Daddy, I was talking to him. I said, it's not looking real good in school. I wasn't the best student. I said, this English is about to kill me. Y'all can tell just the way I talk. I said, it was tough at Baylor University. I said, Dad, I don't know if I'm going to make it. He said,
well, let me ask you this now. Are you flunking it?
I said, well,
No, but I got a C, maybe a D. He said, well, isn't it the main thing you pass it? I said, well, yes, sir. Well, if you don't pass it, will they let you take it over? Yes, sir. Well, I wouldn't worry about it then. It ain't the same with my boys. They're went to Mississippi College, and I'm going to tell you, I know all about GPA and everything. I want to know what you're doing. You better make some good grades. The money I'm putting in there, just the money I'm spending on Taco Bell and pizza, I want some results. I want something to show for that money I'm putting in. But my dad was always encouraging to me. And in the seminary, when I went to the seminary and everything, and went and got my doctorate, I got my doctorate degree. When I got my doctorate's degree, we were going out to eat. After I told my wife, honey, let's just go out to eat where they want to, and then later on we'll go somewhere nice. Well, honey, it's your graduate. It's your doctorate. I said, well, it's just going to make it simple. We'll go eat at the cafeteria. I said, and later on, I'll take you out to a steakhouse, but that'll be good for Mom and Daddy. So, sure enough, when we all finished, my dad said, wherever y'all want to eat, it's on me now. It is on me. Where y'all want to go, it's up to y'all, wherever y'all want to go. I said, Dad, there's a cafeteria right over there on I-35 in Fort Worth where I did my seminary. He said, well, I saw it myself. Is that whatever y'all want? That's what we want. And my wife's going, liar, liar, pants on fire. We get over there, though. My dad, he's so proud of me. My dad just went through high school, you know, and what have you, and went to work as a printer when he was 16 years old, stayed there 45 years. My dad, just an awesome man, smart man, but just didn't get really that much of an education. Didn't really grasp perhaps what all I had done. But I never will forget, we get there to the cafeteria, and he said, y'all get ahead now. Y'all go on up there. Go on now. That's on me now. Y'all go. Go on now. So Laurie, Chad and Dusty are up there. Laurie's going, and then Mama, and then me, and Dad said, now come on, y'all get what you want. Tell the lady up there it's on me. Okay, Dad, we'll tell her. Well, tell her. Be sure to tell her now. He can't even wait. And then he goes, all these are on mine. We're going through the line. And as we're going through the line, then my dad said some precious words to me. You know what he said?
Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir. It's still yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get you two meats if you want them.
And I think that'll be a good place for us to kind of stop for today. Installment one of the tribute to his father by Dennis Swanberg. God bless you, folks. We hope you can join us again tomorrow for Swap Chop.